Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtue and obligation of Hajj. Yesterday we did the hadith of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that one umrah to the next umrah is the expiation of whatever is committed between them, and there is no reward for a Hajj mabrur except Jannah. What we explain also is a person goes for umrah, etc., goes for Hajj, the focus must be there. It shouldn't be such that a person goes there and he's carried away by all the distractions, especially what distractions are taking place nowadays. Then a person goes there, and from the time he leaves, he's involved in guna, involved in sin, involved in the distractions. And instead of him gaining by going on this trip, on this Mubarak Safar, what happens? He ends up retrogressing, he goes backwards. So therefore, a Muslim got to be very, very careful. As we're going closer towards Qiyamah, more and more fitan will come, and more fitan will also come in the name of Deen. So a person has to be very careful. Outwardly it will have the impression, the name of Umrah, and then that whole trip can be a trip of Guna. So therefore we have to be extremely careful. Sometimes it takes Arabic name, sometimes it takes the flavor of some type of Islam. But there's no Islam in many things that will come towards Qiyamah, but with the names of Islam. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to Khamar, he explained that يُسَمُّونَهَا بِغَيْرِ إِسْمِهَا. A time will come when people will just rename wine. They'll give it another name, but they'll still consume it. In other words, to make themselves, to appease themselves, that we are not drinking wine, all they do is they'll rename it, they'll rebrand it. So that's what happens. Sometimes a person may go on a trip, right, that is a lot of virtue in it, but because the time is not spent correctly, because the way a person is spending is incorrect, because of the mindset of the people that are going is incorrect, and what was meant to be ibadat now no longer becomes ibadat. So we have to be very, very careful, especially in our times. Moving on. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qultu ya Rasulallah, naral jihada afdal al-amal, afala nujahidu, faqala lakunna afdal al-jihadi hajjun mabrurun, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Rasulullah, we consider jihad to be the best of actions. Should we not go for jihad? Now here this question is saying, should we not, referring to the woman. So should we, the woman folk, should we not go in jihad? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the best jihad for you, that is the best jihad for you woman folk, is Hajj Mabrur. This is what you should be doing. In other words, the medan of battle, fighting is for men, and for you, the best, this is your best jihad, that a person goes for, or gets a Hajj Mabrur. As we explained, what is Hajj Mabrur? That Hajj wherein no guna is committed, whether it is big or whether it's small. Some ulama explain it means that Hajj wherein there is no ostentation, there is no show. It's done purely, genuinely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll do one more hadith. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من يوم أكثر من أن يعتق الله فيه عبدا من النار من يوم عرفة رواه مسلم. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is no day on which Allah تعالى frees more servants from the fire of Jahannam than the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah is a day when Allah Ta'ala's mercy descends in torrents. Allah Ta'ala boasts about His servants before the angels and forgives people more than He does on any other occasion. Therefore, ulama explained that the greatest day in the day of the whole year, the whole Islamic calendar, the greatest day is the day of Arafah. It is a very, very special day. It is a very great day. Therefore, we are encouraged, not those people that are in Hajj, because it becomes very difficult for them if they have to fast on the day of Arafah, those that are performing the Hajj. But we are encouraged here in South Africa that on the day of Arafah, we fast. It's a very Mubarak day. It is a very great day. So there is no day on which Allah Ta'ala frees more servants from the fire of Jahannam than the day of Arafah. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of performing Hajj. Allah Ta'ala take us for Umrah. And one condition which is very, very important, as we explained yesterday, person has to go with the correct focus, correct mindset, spend his time correctly and come back. Otherwise, it is very sad with what is happening today, that it has just become like a holiday, like a pastime. before there were other destinations to go. This is just like one of those destinations. People are just going and enjoying themselves and coming back. But this culture has now become more like a holiday culture. So what is important, that its importance is there in our deen, Umrah and Hajj. But together with that, we must give it the right focus, the right attention, the right objective. Forget about all the other attractions that are there currently in terms of the malls, in terms of the coffee shops, in terms of the cuisines, in terms of all the entertainment that is there right outside the Haram Sharif. We have to part from that, have that focus. We are there for a reason. Therefore, you find the pious of the past, they wouldn't go very often. Wouldn't go very often. And when they would go, they would go for a very short period of time. Allah Ta'ala na kare, that the respect of that place goes away. Person starts getting involved in all the entertainment and everything else that is there, then the respect of that place will go away. One person came back recently. He's telling me that I had a chance to play paddle tennis in Medina Sharif. And we got together, we South Africans, and we had a game of paddle. Now can you imagine Medina Sharif, and a person is going to play paddle tennis? What will happen to the respect of that place? Such a Mubarak place. The pious, one of the advices they give is, in Medina Sharif, you not only should be aware of the presence of Allah Ta'ala, you have to be aware of the presence of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Makkah Sharif, person is aware, Allah Ta'ala's house this is. This is the presence of Allah Ta'ala. But Medina Sharif, you've got to be extra careful. Our Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, before people go, he gives advice that, like how a defensive driver, one is a driver and one is a defensive driver. A normal driver, he's worried to see that he doesn't cause any accident. A defensive driver is worried that somebody else doesn't knock into him. So he's being extra careful that nobody else must come into him. So he says in Medina Sharif, we have to be like that. Like a defensive driver, we have to be so careful that we don't get caught up by someone else also coming and talking to us something wrong, speaking to us something wrong, taking us to a wrong place or doing wrong things. We have to be extra careful where we are. So therefore you see the pious people, they won't even laugh and joke in Medina Sharif. They're careful that we are actually in the presence of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala's, the Jalliyat is here, Allah Ta'ala's presence, they are so well aware of it that they'll hardly speak and hardly laugh. They're so careful of what they do. So when a person goes with this type of mindset, then he'll benefit tremendously. So Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of correcting our intention, our mindset and our focus. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.